Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Were there anything worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists? Is Vinnie's jokes. Oh. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to a very special episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, a very rare occasion where we have a celebration to be had. All right. Now I don't want to get everybody all excited and go, "Oh, wow, my God, it's going to be amazing." No, it's not really that amazing, but we're still going to try and have a good laugh about it anyway. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the bane of all freedom-loving people in this country, has finally kicked the bucket, proverbially speaking, and resigned from her position as Prime Minister. So, in tradition, when the last Prime Minister resigned when they figured they were really unpopular now and weren't going to win an election, she steps down ahead of time, and I'm not going to let them get away with that kind of thing. So we're going to run through this speech, and we're going to show you another couple of videos. And to start off with, I would like to remind people that this is a listener-supported show, and you can see that on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com or VinnieEastwood.com, respectively. There is the KiwiBank, PayPal, and Patreon buttons there, and there are also some special rewards to be had if you do need some help with some of your personal projects and things of that nature, and you think I might be the man to give you a hand. I will be there for you. All you got to do is donate and say thank you very much for keeping up the good work, Vinnie. Can you please give me a hand? And I will. So make sure you click here for your special rewards after you donate, ladies and gentlemen. In addition to that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, HoldenHealthCare.com. David Holden's been taking care of me and looking after me while I've been relatively sick. Based upon all the stress and things of that nature of doing this job for so freaking long, you know, it weighs on the mind and the body alike. But in either case, David Holden is a specialist naturopathic oncologist specializing in hard to treat cases. So if you've been going through the medical ringer or something of that nature, you need some actual help, somebody's going to help you to figure out how your body really works and help you to heal it, kind of thing, go to HoldenHealthCare.com. Emphasis on the care. There's a medical disclaimer on that website as well for any of the scumbags watching. Reopen.nz, in addition to that, sponsoring the Vinnie Eastwood Show, a director of anti-mandate, pro-choice, all-inclusive businesses in New Zealand who just want this freaking nightmare to end. So I'm very, very grateful for the sponsorship of my supporters, and of course of you, ladies and gentlemen, donating, without which this show literally could not go on. Couldn't go on without mentioning River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary by Billy TK, and they're trying to cut that together as we speak, really looking into all the whimsical ins and outs of the New World Order as it relates to the recent pandemic, as it were. And we would like to acknowledge, of course, Kiwi Radio for giving us the platform on their little thing as well. Kiwi Radio NZ, embedded on VinnieEastwood.com. So without, as they say in Israel, further ado, we're going to go into the video now with the world famous Jizzy Ardern's smile. Am I ever going to not get sick of it? Am I ever not going to get sick of the big kind of oh man, it grates on you, doesn't it? I mean, you've seen it too. Don't pretend like you haven't. It's horrible. It's just like man, it's just like somebody else's smile makes you grind your teeth. The irony is livid large. Oh my God, it makes me thirsty. Now, we're going to have to switch a little thing here, and so we can actually play this puppy for you. So, oh, here we go, folks. This is going to be fun. No, it's not. Just make sure you've got fake concern, you know. Oh, are all the cameras on? Oh, yes, the cameras on are on. Yes, thank you. Oh, a little glass of water. Oh, I love it. I can't. I mean, she hasn't even done anything yet. And I'm already angered.
Good afternoon. Today I have two important announcements to make. The first is the election date. Under the last government, the practice began of sharing the election date at the beginning of election year.
Yeah, but under previous governments, you know, they upheld people's rights and things of that nature. But now she's keeping with tradition, you know.
Early announcements allow for planning and for preparation by the Electoral Commission, by government.
Good deal it did when all the parties had to run in a lockdown, and then the government had like what, an hour a day of free airtime given to them when they gave everybody their COVID announcements in an election year, which is illegal against the you know, Electoral Act and whatnot. But let's just forget about that. Let's just forget about it. We're having another election. Election.
Agencies and political parties, and is, I believe, best practice. That's why in 2020 we announced at the beginning of election year, and I do so again today. The general election for 2023 will be held on Saturday, the 14th of October.
Oh my goodness, it was so heavy. Look at the huge overarching freaking grin on this. An election date has been announced. Oh, it's such a happy occasion, because it's just like that kind of psychopathic shit-eating grin that just kind of like goes from ear to ear, and just say, you know what, I really love manipulating people into thinking that they've got some kind of a choice when all of the other options that they've got are either in the pockets of the World Economic Forum or the United Nations Agenda 21 plans. By the way, if you look at all of the parties' proposed legislation, all of them, and then you look at them and compare them to Agenda 21, they're freaking identical. In some cases, they're actually lifted word for word. The Green Party were the only ones who had the gall to put Agenda 21 on their party's website. But none of the other parties have. And of course, as soon as I expose the fact that they've got Agenda 21 on their very website as the core value of all of their beliefs, they removed it and replaced it with a colour wheel thing that looks remarkably like the main website for Agenda 21 promotion worldwide. You know, you just can't make this stuff up.
In the room who has won the sweepstake. In setting this date, I've considered the advice of the Electoral Commission, public holidays and school holidays, the advanced voting periods, and important events and fixtures. I believe this date best accommodates each of these factors. Consideration of the date over the summer and the impending election and new political term has also given me time for reflection. I'm entering now my 6th year in office.
6 years. It feels like she's been in office my whole life. That's how oppressive this thing has been. And look at what she's done in just 6 short years. She's turned everybody against everybody, jabbed up the whole frickin' population, Virch, and made basically free speech protesting illegal, you know, in this country. All right, so you got no peaceful means of resistance anymore, thanks to this lady and her wonderful following of the Agenda 21 protocols is going to turn us all into super slaves living in megacities. Thank you, Jazzy.
And for each of these years, I have given my absolute all. I believe that...
Oh, she absolutely gave us all. And this is a good point to transition to our other video here. which is going to take 7 minutes, that I made before Jacinda was ever elected, okay? This is 6 years before she was even elected. I mean, well,
yeah. Globalism can only be continued if people believe that the party they're voting for is a genuine alternative, which brings us to the Labour Party. Their new leader, Jacinda Ardern, was brought up as a Mormon. Her father, Ross Ardern, a long-serving police officer, went on to serve as New Way's Chief of Police, and later, after retiring from his 40-year policing career, became New Zealand's High Commissioner to the small Pacific nation. Jacinda was educated at Waikato University, assisted by a Freemason scholarship, which tells you something about her family ties and reflects yet another MP whose promotion was assisted by select interests, who enforced the status quo power base of the old boys school tie network. Her background is in public relations. Her parting with the Mormon Church came around the same time she first went to work for Phil Goff. Goff is the current mayor of Auckland, a supporter of privatisation who proposed the sale of Auckland's ports. He is also a member of Parliamentarians for Global Action. Jacinda then worked for Helen Clark. Clark is a supporter of privatisation, a proponent of the TPPA, a member of both the Club de Madrid and Parliamentarians for Global Action, who, with support from Key, has made attempts to become the UN's next Secretary General. Jacinda's past employment included a review of policing in the UK and Wales, which was first brought about because of the John Stalker affair in the 1980s, which demonstrated Freemasonry had a strong influence on the UK policing system. A general ban on Freemasons joining the police followed the affair. This widely reported issue was made into several films and dramas, including Irvine Welsh, Filth, and Porridge. In 1990, there was again UK media focus on police corruption, pertaining to the abuse of children by senior police officers. However, Jacinda, with assistance from this particular corner of the old boys' school tie network, participated in an orchestrated whitewashing of the issue. The resulting investigations conveniently found nothing, demonstrating yet again that Freemasonry was still in control of the UK police force, with lodges deliberately flouting bans on members joining the police following the Stalker affair. Jacinda then went to work for the Better Regulation Authority in the UK, a pro-business agency. It was set up to assist large corporates in the European Union by establishing legislation that both reduced regulations for major corporates and strangled small businesses with red tape. Although we do not have confirmation that Jacinda herself is a member of the Globalist Parliamentarians for Global Action, nearly all of her Labour Party mentors, Gough, Clark, and Robertson, are. In 2008, Ardern told Parliament it was unspeakable that New Zealand form a parliamentary select committee to question the science of climate change. In 2011, assisted by members of Parliamentarians for Global Action, Phil Goff and David Shearer respectively, Jacinda shot up the party list, despite having no real profile. Her partner, Clark Gayford, is a well-known TV presenter in the Auckland media crowd, and will undoubtedly make sure she gets good press. In summary, Jacinda generally appears to be a career politician, groomed from the start and tipped for a post-election career in the UN, just like Clark. Now that we've got her out of the way, what about the rest of the Labour Party? Firstly, it's a party loaded with members of globalist groups and clubs, Parliamentarians for Global Action, the Club de Madrid, the Freemasons, Old Boys School Tie Network, and almost all their policies support the UN Agenda 21 protocols, global government, and the globalisation ideology in general. Labour opened the door to retrospective law changes, giving politicians a literal get-out-of-jail-free card, instigated a law change allowing people who are not born in New Zealand to become MPs. Labour were the ones responsible for delivering Rogernomics, a neoliberal privatisation policy, to New Zealand's political landscape, and consecutive Labour Prime Ministers such as Mike Moore and Helen Clark also sold strategic assets designed to protect national sovereignty. They're advocates of iwi having a greater say in government, while at the same time, laws like the proposed Māori Land Court changes seek to give iwi corporate management greater control at the expense of the wider Māori community, the end result being iwi, as minority partners to multinationals, are now being used to introduce privatisation through the back door. Labour supported the flag change, which if successful, would have introduced a style of republicanism, one which does not contain equal constitutional protection for all of New Zealand, or protect its national sovereignty. The symbols offered as a choice were the silver fern or red peak, effectively symbolising iwi dominance in the South Island and West Coast, both of which had already accepted treaty settlements, symbolically coming at the expense of the other iwi yet to settle. In between Labour victories, national governments under Prime Ministers Muldoon, Bulger, Shipley and Key respectively have also sold strategic assets designed to protect national sovereignty. Labour were responsible for introducing the TPPA, in addition to brokering both US and Chinese trade deals, all of which facilitate the control of New Zealand by multinationals, owned and controlled by less than 1% of the population. They also instituted the process that will eventually allow the US Food and Drug Administration to regulate our foods and medicines. They provided lip service against US warship visits, even though it was Labour's longing government who initially banned the ships. Labour has remained silent on increased United States and New Zealand military relations, silent on the militarisation of New Zealand's Antarctic Ross Shelf, and silent on the downscaling of New Zealand's presence in Antarctica. They got New Zealand involved in US-based Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, based solely on vague promises of milk deals, at a time when American milk was literally being poured down the drain due to an excess of supply. Labour is responsible for the continued escalation of New Zealand military spending. In 1987, it was 1% of the GDP. In 2017, it's at 4% and climbing. Labour's creation of the elite SAS within the New Zealand military was later continued by National, who set them up as a separate fourth arm of the military. Under Longy, the New Zealand SAS budget was increased 34% and has increased with each consecutive government. Labour also increased budgets for New Zealand's intelligence agencies with each consecutive government and are responsible for the creation of Waihopai Spy Base, beginning the process of mass surveillance on Kiwis by their government. And Labour has again only paid lip service to key security intelligence warning bells. On a final note, Labour also introduced genetic engineering and genetically modified crops into New Zealand's landscape.
There you have it, guys. I made that one before Jacinda was even elected. And people still elected her anyway. And that video became very popular during the Christchurch Mosque massacre, when all of a sudden Jacinda's taken guns and censoring the internet and so on and so forth. And people wanted to know, who is this person? And got like over nearly 250,000 hits on that puppy. The entire time that she was elected beforehand, it was only maybe, I don't know, 10 to 20,000 or something like that. So huge boost and increase. And so if you guys want to watch that, just search Vinnie Eastwood, Jacinda Ardern exposed in 7 minutes or less. And that's by Sensible Solutions. They've re-uploaded my video. And thank goodness they had, otherwise I wouldn't be able to find it. You know, I've been purged, ladies and gentlemen, purged under the Jacinda Ardern regime. You say, like, let's talk about her stepping down speech. Let's go back to the video, shall we? Let's make sure that we've got this all sorted.
Leading a country is the most privileged job anyone could ever have, but also one of the more challenging. You cannot and should not do it unless you have a full tank, plus a bit in reserve for those unexpected challenges. This summer, I had hoped to find a way to prepare not just for another year, but another term, because that is what this year requires. I have not been able to do that. And so today, I'm announcing that...
I love the little fake smile. She's about to cry, and then she like just leans to the side and gives us this little crocodile smile kind of thing, like this person has real emotion, you know. It's just the fakeness of her is so disgusting and despicable to me.
I will not be seeking re-election.
Yeah.
And then my term is prime.
Well, I mean, where is that video as well, guys? I've got to actually find this one as well. Jacinda Ardern resigns, crowd cheer. maybe, hopefully I'll come up with that video, because, oh, dude, that was so classic. I saw it this morning. Rebecca showed it to me. And, oh, dude, like, honestly, the frustration that people have with Jacinda Ardern staying in power as long as she had is like, oh, my goodness. It's like, long overdue. How in the world can anybody this fake, somebody this, you know, oozing with scumbaggery be a prime minister for this long and just get away with as much as she had? You know, it's a massive, massive indictment on New Zealanders that we've put up with it for this long and just been like, oh, okay, you know, sure, fine, you know. Dude, she's a globalist. It's like, yeah, but no. She's a communist. No, it's okay. I mean, she's a genocidal maniac. Yeah, but you know, she's a thief and a destroyer and a heretic against all that is good and holy. Yeah, but bro, just fuck. You're not getting it. You're just not getting it. I mean, this has been me for 6 years. You're just not getting it. You know, it's unfreaking believable. Unfreaking believable, bro, because the deception has been so, so complete. Like, so complete that it's unfathomable that how many people in this country have fallen for this person time and time and time again, always giving her the benefit of the doubt. And you know the worst thing is it about it now is that they're gonna get somebody else in that has the benefit of the doubt, yo. Oh my goodness, isn't that freaking hilarious? All right, you know, dude, people are going to give the next person the benefit of the doubt, and then they're going to get away with goodness knows how much crap until they get exposed and then get run out and stuff like that. I mean, dude, come on. Am I the only one who sees through this? Surely not. Surely everybody is currently real capable of making this world appear sensible at some point, but they just freaking can't, can they? You know, you can't make something that's sensible that doesn't make any sense. It's a simple rule.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election, and that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February.
Oh gosh, guys, I just had to show that to you. It was so good. Oh man.
Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February. This has been the most fulfilling 5.5 years of my life.
She has destroyed the country, people's lives, made people commit suicide, basically erased human rights from this country. You can't protest, you've got no free speech, you've got no legal, lawful means of resistance to the tyranny anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Let that sink in. That was fulfilling for her.
But it has also had its challenges.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst an agenda focused on housing, child poverty and climate change, we encounter...
Housing? Was that the 100,000 houses she promised to build and then only built like 264 of them or something like that? Child poverty, is that the one where like now like more children are sleeping in cars than ever before? Climate change, is that the one where you get to tax carbon dioxide that everybody breathes and that every human activity produces so that you can control all human activity? Yeah, she's proud of this. Ladies and gentlemen,
mounted a major biosecurity incursion.
A biosecurity incursion. What does that mean? Does it mean that somebody manufactured something in a lab and then they released it out there and they, oh, actually no, there wasn't really anything at all because there's no real test that actually proved that. So basically we just kind of like made it up all up in the media, and then when everybody freaked out because of what they heard in the media and they went out and got the stuff, they started getting sick, and then we told them that it was something else and so on and so forth. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds fulfilling.
A domestic terror event.
Yes, the assassination of a whole bunch of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad, and how it was used as a pretext, as all crises seem to be, to take everybody's guns and to censor all online content and stuff like that and take my freaking YouTube channel off of me. I had the largest online slath of content than anybody in this country has ever produced, to my knowledge, all full of protests, public meetings, and interviews, long form, with activists, more than anybody had ever done. Who got rid of that? The Christchurch call, yo. Mm-hmm. Now it's online violent extremism. You do it for 10 years and nobody's really got any problem with you whatsoever because you're not actually attacking anybody and you're not telling lies or anything of that nature. And then all of a sudden you become the enemy and your life's work is gone. Thank you, Jizzy. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
A major natural disaster, a global pandemic, and an economic crisis. The decisions that have had to be made have been...
An economic crisis caused by getting us into massive amounts of debt from the World Bank and all of that kind of stuff, selling all our strategic assets, locking the country down so that people can't perform their ordinary economic activity. These are all crises that she helped cause, okay? And she's proud of it.
Continual, and they have been waiting. But I'm not leaving because it was hard. Had that been the case, I probably would have departed 2 months into the job. I am leaving because with such a privileged role comes responsibility.
And you can't have somebody who's completely irresponsible with the reins of power like Miss Single Source of Truth over here.
The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not.
Yeah. Because all the opinion polls and things of that nature said that 70% of New Zealanders were like, thank God she's going. You know, there's major online mainstream polls.
I know what this job takes.
It takes somebody who's got enough of the public trust, you know, or at least public benefit of the doubt, where you could potentially win another election, according to the polls. Has she got that? No, she doesn't. Just like John Key potentially going for a fourth term and stuff like that. New Zealand's most popular prime minister ever didn't have the numbers. Not by a long shot, because people were sick of it. People had wisened up to the game. And then he stepped down.
And I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice.
What kind of a tank is she talking about here? You know? Is it going to be like firing 25mm howitzers at us or some stuff like that? The Jizzy tank?
It's that simple. But I absolutely believe and know there are others around me who do. We've achieved a huge amount in the last 5 years.
Yes, they have. You wouldn't believe. This country's like not even the same place. All right? I've never seen anything like it. Where in just 5 years, one government changes the country and the culture this frickin' much. It was incredible to witness.
And I'm so proud of that. We are in a...
She is very proud of it.
...fundamentally different place on climate change than where we were.
Yeah, because the climate no longer is operating under the same principles and so on and so forth, because now it's a climate emergency. It's an emergency. Just give up your frickin' critical thinking. Give up your right. Give up your private property, you know, those things that have maintained order and stability in the human race since we stopped being tribes that were at each other's throats and cutting people's arms off because somebody's grandfather's grandfather belonged to a different tribe, you know. These kind of things need to be kind of done away with.
Ambitious targets and a plan to achieve them.
Ambitious targets and a plan to achieve them. Does that sound like Agenda 21 to you? I think so.
We have turned around child poverty statistics and made the most significant increases.
Turned round child poverty statistics? What's she talking about? It's like friggin' worse than it's ever been. All right? We're in the middle of a financial crisis. This is the most delusional, frickin' lying scum I have ever conceived of. Look at this fake smile that she's giving while she's talking about how we reduced child poverty. Look at it. Look at how fake it is. All right? She's practically gritting her teeth with joy.
...in welfare and the state housing stock that we've seen in many decades. We've made it easier to access education and training.
They've made it easier to access education and training, but unless you're unjabbed. All right? I remember Rebecca was telling me she wanted to go and go to like a massage school or something, you know, like natural therapy massage schools and all of that sort of stuff. They were mandating the jabs on people. Okay? So she couldn't do it. So that was her career gone. Goodness knows how many other people's career gone because they weren't stupid enough or cowardly enough or weak enough to take the jab. You know, and if you've taken the jab, I'm sorry. You know, you were too trusting. You were too stupid. That doesn't make you a bad person unless you don't learn from it. Okay? There's plenty of people who've gotten jabbed and know the truth now, but they're still not doing anything about it. Okay? While they're still alive. Before the pericarditis sets in, for fuck's sake.
We've improved the pay and conditions of workers and shifted our settings towards a high-wage, high-skilled economy. And we've worked hard to make progress on issues around our national identity. And I believe that teaching history in schools and celebrating our own Indigenous national holiday will all make a difference for years to come. And we've done that while responding to some of the biggest threats to the health and economic well-being of our nation, arguably, since World War II. The team that has done all of that, they have been some of the best people I've ever had the privilege of working with.
Was this by chance the people who were, I don't know, mentioned in the Silent No More documentary as having all just simultaneously resigned their commissions and things of that nature around about the time that the petition got into Parliament showing what scumbags they were and that they weren't freaking telling people the truth about how dangerous this experiment was, you know? All of those people that helped her get where she is, you know? All of the globalists that you saw in the video before helped her get where she is, helped her do what she was doing to you, to me, to all of us.
And they are well placed to take us forward as we continue to focus on our economic recovery with one of the strongest economies in the world.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's funny.
They are also a team who are incredibly well placed to contest the next election.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I am not leaving because I believe we can't win the election, but because I believe we can and will.
Yeah, right. Who else has got your profile, Jizzy? Okay, the international acclaim, the photo ops with all the world leaders, World Economic Forum barons and so on and so forth. Not anybody else, just you. And then when the next election comes in, we'll see that she's doing here precisely what she's done the entire time she's been campaigning and ruling this country. Lying. She's a liar. You can't, I mean, she literally just said, I'm not freaking bowing out because I don't think we can win the next election. That's clear confirmation, in my opinion, that they can.
And we need a fresh set of shoulders for that challenge. I know there will be much discussion in the aftermath of this decision as to what the so-called real reason was. I can tell you that what I'm sharing today is it.
Scumbaggery, all right? It takes a lot out of you. Like, honestly, after 6 years of Jizzy, I have my tank empty. Like, I can't take it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If she hadn't announced this yesterday, I was going to give up. It's just a never-ending job. It doesn't matter which scumbags in power and so on and so forth. We just expose them until eventually they go away and then we've got a new person to expose, you know? It's just relentless.
Interesting angle that you will find is that after going on 6 years of some big challenges, I am human. Politicians are human.
She's technically human, right? What kind of a human? A psychopath? Yeah? Yeah, I thought you'd agree with me.
We give all that we can for as long as we can, and then it's time. And for me, it's time.
Congratulations. It's time for Jesse to go. Like, bro. It's been a long time. I honestly couldn't freaking believe it when Rebecca told me the news. And I'm like, oh. Why didn't I have any liquor? Like, you know, times like these warrant a celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, donate to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Allow Vinnie to buy some liquor. Come on.
I intend to remain a member for Mount Albert through till April. This will give me a bit of time in the electorate before I depart and also spare them and the country a by-election.
Yeah. I remember the Mount Albert by-election when Helen Clark left and everybody was like clamouring over each other trying to get in the spotlight, get in the seat, because there's nothing going on in the country that's as important as a by-election, you know? It's a great place to get some press flesh. And they don't want that, do they? No. Instead, I'm going to be sentenced, you know, for protesting against these policies that were implemented that have circumvented the Bill of Rights. You don't have no right to protest, ladies and gentlemen, if they tell you you don't. Okay. You got no inherent rights. None granted by government. They never have been, really, but they were at least occasionally respected. You can't do that no more. So I'm going to be sentenced and possibly go to jail for up to 6 months on the 30th of March. And so Jizzy will still be in office after I'm sentenced. You know, this has been a long time. This is August 18th, 2021. All right, that Billy and I were arrested for protesting. It just drags on and on, and she's just going to still be there. You know, like a little vulture cleaning over this frickin' country's corpse so she can make it easy on everybody to have a nice election that they're going to win.
Beyond that, I have no plan, no next steps. All I know is that whatever I do...
I have no plan, no next steps. You know what John Key said? He says, oh, you know, I'm not going to like go for back to banking in Australia or anything like that. What did he do the week after? The week after, he went to work for corporate banking in Australia. I've got no plans. I've got no plans. You'll see a week after she resigned, she'll be going at the UN and she'll be gunning for a Secretary General job or some shit. Guaranteed. All right? Just lies after lies after lies. I don't believe it. And maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe she's changed her tune. Maybe she's like, oh, I'm suddenly so human right now and I want to be there for my daughter and such and blah, blah, blah. I want to get married. Like, come on. Look, what you want is not attainable because you're a black hole of darkness that the light of this world sinks into and cannot escape.
I will try and find ways to keep working for New Zealand. And then I'm looking
for... Working for New Zealand or just working New Zealand?
Forward to spending time with my family once again. Arguably, they're the ones that have sacrificed the most out of all of us.
Just like John Key saying, oh, I really wanted to hang out with my family and stuff like that. The job's been too much for me. And then he goes and he moves a completely country away from them to go and work, you know. These people are just such liars. They don't even care about their own family. Not really, you know. Not like you or I do. When you see them hurt or upset or something like that, it affects you. It really does. But when these people's family get hurt or something, they just feel nothing but rage, you know? Just, this is my thing. You're trying to hurt my thing, you know? Just crazy scariness. Oh, gosh. Look at the face on it. Look at the joy with which she deceives you.
And so to Neve, Mum is looking forward to being there when you start school this year. And to Clark?
When you go into, what, a Freemason Demole school? Or or just a regular, you know, institutionalized brainwashing mechanism to rob your poor daughter of all of her creativity and lust for life, like most people do.
Let's finally get married. As for the next Labour leader, the caucus has 7 days to ascertain...
She needs to stop being Prime Minister so that she can get married, all right? Because she's... I can guarantee you, she's the Bridezilla type, bro. Like don't... No, I can hear what you're saying, bro. And it's like, nah, she's totally Bridezilla, all right? She's Sodom and Gomorrah personified, bro.
Whether one individual holds more than two-thirds of the caucus support. Caucus has agreed today that a vote will occur in 3 days' time, on Sunday, the 22nd of January. If a leader is successfully elected, I will issue my resignation soon after to the Governor-General and a new Prime Minister will be sworn in. If no one is able to garner this level of support within caucus, the leadership contest will go to the wider membership. My opportunity to...
We're all waiting on the caucus.
...thank the many people I need to will likely come in April when I depart Parliament, 15 years after having been sworn in. Till then, I see my role to help the Labour Party, who I consider...
Hey, do you realise this? She entered Parliament the same year that I started my YouTube channels and started exposing scumbaggery for a living. Isn't that interesting? Now she's stepping down. Maybe I should step down. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to freaking be here forever. I'm going to rock it till the wheels fall off, you know. I don't care about the suffering. I don't care about the persecution. I don't care about being left out in the cold and stuff like that. You know, there's a job to do, and it's making fun of the news. And I'm the man.
...to be my family, navigate this next phase, and then to leave the next colleague who takes on this role all the space they need to make their mark. For my part, I want to finish with a simple thank you to New Zealanders for giving me this opportunity to serve and to take on what has and will always...
You hear that, New Zealand? You were the ones to blame. All right? Everybody gets pissed off with Jizzy and what she's doing, but it's you. You were the ones who frickin' allowed her to do all this stuff to our country. You were. You frickin' peasant scum. All right? You're just sucking at the teat of the state and throwing all the rest of us in a world of shit. Because you are too stupid to critically think. You are too apathetic to think about the consequences of your actions. Okay? Her rule is on you, New Zealand. Okay? You frickin' dipshits. Alright? I'm not gonna, you know, make any mince words about it, ladies and gentlemen. You're to blame. This was all your fault. Okay? You enabled her. You allowed her to destroy everything you hold dear. And I pray, and I don't pray, generally speaking, that you wake up to the enormous gravity of this realization that not just her, but anybody who replaces her and all the people that are currently ruling over your life with impunity is your fault. All right? And am I saying it's not my fault? No, it's my fault too. But I've just done more about it than you have. Okay?
Always be the greatest role of my life.
The greatest role of her life. Yep. I like it how she calls it a role. You know? Like she's an actress who's up there to smile and give you public relations in order to placate you into believing her BS.
I hope in return I leave behind a belief that you can be kind but strong.
Ugh. You can be kind but strong. Yeah. I'm sure you probably can, but not at the same time. All right, there's times to be kind and there's times to be strong, and you shouldn't be doing it at the same time. She's like, I'm being kind. Stay at home. Be kind. You know, it's just like, whoa. This is kind of like some mixed messages here, bro.
Empathetic but decisive.
Empathetic. She has about as much empathy as I do vaginas. All right, but she's not empathetic in the least. She doesn't give a fuck about you. She doesn't give a shit. No, not in the least. Not in the least.
Not in the least.
Don't fall for it, man. Oh, I'm decisive. You know, decisive? What decisions did you have to make? Like, oh, well, we've got this all the Gender 21 stuff that we have to implement. I'll just implement that and that and that and that like I'm told to do. Where's the decision-making process?
Optimistic but focused.
Optimistic.
I'm optimistic that we can get our new world order in place, you know. We're going to, like, brainwash the living fuck out of everybody in New Zealand. Just go fuck! Ah.
That you can be your own kind of leader.
Yeah, your own kind of leader when you're working for somebody else's new world order agenda. Right.
One that knows when it's time to go.
Yeah, when you're not going to win. When you're not going to win.
I'm happy to take your questions, Jenna.
There's actually going to be some questions time now. This is going to be good. Okay, guys, come on. You must see through this. You do. I'm sure you do. Let's see if any of the mainstream media morons that are in the gallery here have any relevant questions. I will be shocked if there are any, because if there are any, they're not getting invited to the next press conferences. And I say press conferences because they aren't going to be invited back at all. All right? Like, ever again. That's the problem with New Zealand journalism. If you ask the right questions that the people actually want to hear the answers to, you don't get invited back to ask anymore.
I will not be backing any one individual candidate. At this point, I see it as my role to help navigate the party through the next steps. I can tell you, having met with the caucus this morning, I'm confident that they will do that swiftly, decisively, with good grace.
How much would you reflect on your personal popularity ratings?
You'll hear in my comments that my reflection was entirely on the next 4 years.
Yeah, right. Popularity is waning. And the next 4 years has got what to do with it? Oh, yeah, that's right. You wouldn't be popular enough to get it because people frickin' hate you.
And determining...
I hate you.
...whether to run an election...
I hate you.
You need that commitment to see you through a period, a three-year period. And as much as I have taken great joy in this job, I would be...
She destroyed everything we hold dear, and she's loved it. Every step of the freaking way. You can tell by the size of her teeth that she loves it.
Giving a disservice to this country and to the Labour Party if I continued knowing that I just don't have enough in the tank for another 4 years.
Just repeat yourself and smile. Repeat yourself and smile.
Look, you'll also hear from my reflections that there hasn't been one singular moment. Not one point in time. I think the cumulative challenges that we've faced as a team, and they have been extraordinary, has taken its toll. I consider this job a privilege, but I am also human, and so my reflection has been an entirely personal one. And I will add that I had the support of my family to continue. In fact, some members of my family, particularly close to me, wanted me to continue. But they've supported my decision.
The Labour Party brand is built around Jacinda Ardern. Are you worried now that you stepping down will effectively hand the election over to the National Party?
Not at all. In fact, you'll hear in my comments today,
Have you noticed that every question she gets, she's already anticipated any and all of the questions and stuff like that. She's already asked it in her statement. So whenever they get, gets asked something, because it's a bunch of compliant media who don't actually care about truth, you know, or getting to it in any way, shape or form without beating around the bush for like 18 years until they mature and their testes drop. Anyway, all of these questions are already answered. All right, so you've got to sit here and wonder, what is the point of this? What is the point of this? She's just going to give you the same speech again. That's why she's so freaking good at her job. You know, I got to hand it to her. She's really good at just bullshitting people and then repeating that bullshit.
Making this decision because I believe this team has the strength to lead us successfully through the next election. There is a group of extraordinary people in the room next to me. I have never led on my own. I have led with a strong, resilient, capable, intelligent team around me.
Mm-hmm.
They have experience and the expertise. They've already got New Zealand into the best possible position for the challenges that we face. And I believe their record and their...
They've got us into the best possible position for the challenges we face. What is that? Some huge scaly demon penis inserting into our collective anus? You know, honestly, bro. Honestly. It's just a disgusting display of scumbaggery that we see before us. Every single time, like without fail, she takes the Emmy.
Their experience will carry them through the next election.
What did you put as your top moment of your tenure as Prime Minister?
I think I've spent so much time thinking hard about this decision because it is such a critical one that there hasn't been too much time, I think, for self-reflection. I imagine that I'll do that in the coming months ahead. But I consider every moment, even the hardest of moments, to be a privilege. It's one thing to lead your country in peace times, it's another to lead them through crisis. There's a greater weight of responsibility, a greater vulnerability amongst the people. And so in many ways, I think that will be what sticks with me. I had the privilege of being alongside New Zealand during crisis, and they place their faith in me.
They misplace their faith in you, okay? And many of them are now dead because of it. Just let that sink in, folks. You put your faith into somebody who wanted you dead, and now a lot of people are.
The job of Prime Minister has become more dangerous in the last few years. Threats to your office have increased. How much did that weigh on you in making this decision?
It didn't. It is, as I say, cumulatively, we've seen these events, and I've listed a few of them, and they have been taxing because the weight, the sheer weight and continual nature of them. There's never really been a moment where it's ever felt like we were just governing. But I don't want to leave the impression that the adversity you face in politics is the reason that people exit. Yes, it does have an impact. We are humans after all. But that was not the basis of my decision. In politics, you have adversity. You have disagreement. We need to nurture that. We also need to do our best to make sure it's respectful, but that was not the basis of my decision.
Would it be a surprise if anyone Grant Robertson was Prime Minister?
I have received the blessing of Grant to share with you what he has shared with caucus today, and that is he will not be putting himself forward to be a potential candidate as a future leader. He has put out his own statement to be able to describe that in his own words. But that is the message that he has shared with caucus today.
It's not going to be Grant Robertson either. All right. Well, who cares about these people? All right. Who cares what they're up to? Who cares what they're asking this lady? All right. I'm done. All right. I'm just done with it, frankly. And I can't bear it any longer. So without, as they say in Israel, further ado, here's Judge Asinda.
down in New Zealand, bro.
With big shiny teeth that looks like a disco ball.
People looked up to her, adoration and respect.
Ignoring warning signs that she was a greater threat. She could conjure lines of propaganda, sweet and comforting lies. People would always hit and repeat it, stay safe and be kind. Judge her, Jessie, New Zealand's Joseph Mandela. She wants to stick like a jab in your arm. Judge her, Jessie, the world's bigger than her people. It's such a shame.
Sustained propaganda.
Her Freemason scholarship degree was in PR.
She wanted to create two-tier society.
So she populated by mandating the vaccines. Gone unseen thanks to corrupt media who took money without question. Easy to see why people believe her, no opposition. She wants to stick such a jab in your arm. Georgia, just in the force bigger than her people. It's such a shame we let it go on.
But when the thinking and trusting for this hunger of power became known to less and less people, the protest to remove this insidious witch became larger and louder.
Hey, hey!
There we go. All right, guys. I've had enough of her. I think you've had enough of her too, you know. It's too much Jizzy. Like honestly, bro, way too much Jizzy. You couldn't even freaking contend with it. I remember during the elections and things like that, you just roll around any random street corner, boom, Jizzy in the face. Every single freaking time, man. It felt disrespectful, frankly. Now, anyway, I would like to go back to, again, encouraging people to donate to the Vinnie Eastwood Show and help us to stay on air. We have a baby on the way. Like, next week the baby's due. Next week. I need some freaking financial help help with that, ladies and gentlemen. So please go to VinnieEastwood.com and donate today. If you do donate, please take the trouble to email me and ask me to put a guest on for you, any guest you like, and you can have my phone number, you can have a call with me, and if you want, I can give you a little bit of help with some pointers with your media project or idea, and you get a little bit of access to that secret donors club on Facebook as well. Please think about donating regularly, like $5 a week or something of that nature, $5 a month, whatever it is you can spare to help the cause of liberty. And don't forget to join Patreon for Vinnie and the Vendettas, my band. Help to make that Jar Jar Cinder video and Luftwaffe Aloft video and Happy Birthday video. Those are the videos that we've made, and we've got a lot of live performances on our YouTube channel, as well as many tracks on the page for Vinnie and the Vendettas on VinnieEastwood.com. So please share some of that music, see if you like it, and if you do, think about supporting us on Patreon. We're in the studio and we need in order to record as fast as we actually want to, it's going to take like $1,600 New Zealand a month, and we're unable to sustain that at the present time whatsoever. So the recording process is going very, very slow, as we can afford. If you guys want to speed it up and get the band and everything out there faster, please do think about becoming a Patreon of Vinnie and the Vendettas. Right, and our very special sponsors, HoldenHealthcare.com, emphasis on the care. If you've got some kind of like terrible, freaking no good, very bad disease and stuff like that, and you want to have somebody help you sort it out, David Holden's the man, bro. It's like the man. So please go and take advantage of that, as well as adding your business to this here, reopen.nz, a directory of anti-mandate pro-choice all-inclusive businesses in New Zealand. That's the show for today. I want to thank everybody in the chat rooms, and Kiwi Bear Muzza, my mods, and Debbie, nice to see you in there as well, and a number of other people. Who have we got here in the thing? Joe Marie and Mandy and Benny Mac, love to see you there, bro. Thank you very much for joining in. And who else have we got here over on the chat? Rusty Shankleford, I never heard that one. That sounds like a great name. And Abba Tibby and Bruce Collins, and of course DK in the chat room over there on YouTube. So guys, yep, thank you so much for all of your attention, all of your support. Please go to VinnieEastwood.com and donate today if you can. Please, guys, because we are really, really struggling here, and I'm the one with a very low fuel tank as well after 6 years of fighting Jizzy to the best of my abilities, ladies and gentlemen. It's a hard, hard sell for one man alone to fight the Kraken. So without further ado, thank you very much, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists. It's Vinnie's jokes.